Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Bye Guys. I know you love it. I know you missed it. It's your boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. And I am here with not my heterosexual life mate, Louis J. Gomez. No, my bisexual hero, Ian Middle Initial Finance. How you doing, buddy?
That's right. I'm good, man. I'm the bisexual hero. I got my cape in the closet. And I'm here to party. How you doing?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm excited to do the show. Now, many people, myself, not part of this group, might trash you for not wanting to come into the studio, but I respect your boundaries.
Thank you.
And I understand that everybody's not ready yet, and I love you very much. I can't wait to see you in the studio again, but until then, this is great, and thank you for doing the show.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate the love. I can understand the pushback, but to that I say, fuck you. New York has done a great job of getting numbers down. Matter of fact, I had a weekend in San Diego coming up at American Comedy Company. I canceled the weekend. Numbers in California are exploding, and I don't want to chance it. I don't want to be the New York City super spreader. So I'm trying to...
It means numbers of COVID, not numbers of tickets sold, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, those were... I didn't want to go out there and have six people show up and be like, it's COVID. But I... also, I haven't seen my mom since December, and I'm planning on going back to see her. So I'm going to get tested this week and go home to Delaware for a little bit. So I just want to play it safe. I don't know. I have been following it closely, and if people want to go together, they can, but I'm just choosing not to. How do you feel?
She's doing great. Don't worry. And Ian, trust me, no one understands pushback better than you.
Yeah. I feel like I've really been training to take it. We have some great guests on the show today. I'm very excited. The first guest is the very funny Colm Terrell, everybody.
What's up? What's happening? Good to be here.
Do you guys feel swindled already that it's me and Ian and not Lewis?
No, this is fun. We'll mix it up. We'll fucking crack it open, lads. Let's do it. This
some real it. Fucking Mo's.
I love that we're in, the three of us are in tank tops, and the most well-dressed man in the room, he's on the Zoom, from the great Are You Garbage podcast, Kevin Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me. I am mildly excited to be here. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, that's everything I could ever ask for. Thank you.
That makes one of us.
Are you judging us for all wearing cutoffs?
I didn't expect much out of you guys. So, like, it's kind of right where you're right in the meaty part of the curve that I was expecting. You know, I didn't expect, you know, somebody in a fucking suit and tie, but yeah. I expected at least one of you to have sleeves on.
No, man, it's after 9 o'clock. It's fucking summertime, baby.
Yeah,
I have a shirt on.
Yeah, I gotta let the girls air out, you know. And I've been sleeveless all summer. I don't got time to wear sleeves. It's too hot. It was 80 some degrees today. I'm on the bike. Like Zach said, you're lucky I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah,
guys, let's do the whole podcast topless.
Do it.
Topless pod another time, Ian.
I also love how the three of us are wearing sleeves, and we can tell how rich Kevin is by the echo in his apartment.
Do I have an echo going on?
Oh, yeah. You look like you're in a beautiful foyer.
No, it's a tiny, tiny fucking bedroom in Washington, one bedroom in Washington Heights.
Well, you were at the beach for a while, yeah?
Yeah, man. So, like, it's so funny because you're coming with a New York perspective to the fucking quarantine, where I've been in South Jersey, which is like hardcore fucking Trump country. And, dude, no one's wearing a mask. They're fucking making out on the boardwalk. They're playing games. It's fucking wild. I come back here, I feel like I'm in a hospital. Everybody's walking around with a mask on and gloves. Dude, this is all new to me.
I got a gig in like Pennsylvania in August for my movie company. We're doing a 2-day festival at a drive-in. And our boss is like 72, but he's fucking nuts. Like every day he's posting like, you know, defund the police type shit. Like he's crazy liberal. And we've been getting death threats for our gig in August that are like, just so you know, you guys are coming to Trump country. And when you get here, we'll be waiting here because we're the ones with the guns.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, they let you know that right away.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I was down where you are, Kevin, recently, and I saw someone with almost like a 20-foot fucking flag.
Yeah, man, it's no joke. Yeah.
Like, I even just having that having the money just to splash out on such a useless fucking thing.
Sure. I mean, not all of them do. I mean, I definitely have family members that have more fucking, more assets invested in, more money invested in cut off fucking Trump t-shirts in their savings account.
It's always great to see someone decked out in a ton of MAGA clothes and they spend money on the clothes instead of teeth.
Yeah.
All right. Good priorities.
If you want to talk Trump trash, and then this is perfect for all you garbage. My brother-in-law is a cop. He lives in Long Island, right? And in this, not Long Island. Where does he live, honey? Staten Island? Sorry, I misspoke.
Ian, answer him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, Sweet Cheeks, where's my cousin live?
Come on, brother-in-law. He lives in Palmyra.
Lives in Staten Island in this little town, and they have the country's oldest 4th of July parade. And their neighborhood, if you want to like talk fucking Trump country, the house a few doors down, permanent year-round, the house is covered in American flag, full decal, all four sides.
Wow.
The house is a flag.
That guy's a fucking patriot. He deserves to be saluted every fucking day, I tell you that much.
I love these guys. They're like, if things get any worse, I'm going to have to sell some of the flags, honey. I never thought I'd say today, but if things don't get better.
I'll sell my kid before I sell the flag.
Yeah, it was a lot for me because I just got married and my wife is from Europe. So she's German. So she's like super liberal. And then we went into fucking Trump country.
That's what they're known for.
With me and all my family. And it's like, her head was spinning at one point of everybody just like, it was during all like the rioting and the looting and stuff. It was touch and go for a couple of weeks down there.
Yeah, that's where we are in America, by the way. A German lady's like, these guys are out of control.
Yeah. She's like, you guys got to get back in the cage a little bit, will you?
All right. So before we go any further, I actually want to get plugs out of the way. So Colm, let's let people know where to find you.
Hey, go off to my YouTube channel, Colm Tyrrell, where I've got all my clips and I do podcasts up there. And then you can check out my podcast called The Wizard of Pod. It's on all the podcast places. And also I've got a podcast called Big Dogs with Jordan Raybould. That's out every Tuesday on all the podcast places.
Phenomenal. Kevin, tell the people where to find you, buddy.
Yeah, what's up? I'm on social media. Everything is at Kevin Ryan Comedy. And also you can check out my podcast called Are You Garbage with my best bud, H. Foley. That's anywhere you get pods. Are You Garbage?
Wonderful. Ian?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ian Fidance. There it is. How about you, Zach?
Fantastic. Guys, check out my other show here on the network, Zach Abiko's Midnight Spook Show every Friday at midnight. This evening's episode is myself, Anthony Zenhauser, Dave Temple, and Carmen DeFabio watching 1993's Freaked, one of the most underappreciated weirdo movies of the 90s. And check out Catalyst Wrestling every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. here on the Gas Digital Network.
Now, we were talking Trump country shit. Have you guys... Kevin, you were in South Jersey. Colm, have you been in New York City the whole time?
No, I was in somewhere in Jersey.
You're in Jersey, were you?
Monmouth County.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, so I was there for
Was it all Trump shit out there?
Yeah, as far as I could tell. Yeah. Monmouth County is like a rich place, so you wouldn't even see the... They'd have like the guest house you could see visible with a little bit of Trump shit on it. But the main house, you wouldn't even get up there. You wouldn't be able to tell. But you can assume. You can assume the higher the gate, the chances are.
They're not letting him in the cul-de-sac with that accent. No fucking way. He's outside the gates, dude.
Yeah.
I was cutting the grass.
He tries to get in the gate. He's like, hello, I'm here to see. They're like, we don't think so, fucker.
This isn't St. Patrick's Day, faggot. What were you doing all the way out there? Are you fucking out of your financial bracket?
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to marry rich. That's hell all I'm trying to do. Marry into money. It's the only way.
The new immigrant dream.
The American dream, yeah.
Yeah, that's way easier. Think about it. That's way easier than fucking actually making money.
Yeah, exactly. I
got an old buddy who married into money, had a kid, and then the money wife left him. And now he had a taste of it, and now he's done.
Oh, that's no. Tough.
That's the toughest. You think you reach the top of the mountain, then all of a sudden the clouds clear and you're like, oh, I got to keep climbing. Fuck.
Yeah. That's like once you fly first class, you can't fucking go back. I did it once. I got bumped up and I was like, I cannot go back with those animals.
Oh, yeah. Total animals. Have any of you guys flown since have you flown, Kevin, during this?
No. I'm just cruising around in my 2006 Mercury Montego. No big deal. You know, up and down the Eastern Seaboard, baby.
So that's bad. That's better than first class.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I wouldn't get on a plane now, I don't think. I'd wait a month or two before I fucking
That's the thing. I was supposed to go out to San Diego, and I was like, you know, I was pumped. I was excited. And then I started looking at the numbers, and they were just, like, climbing. And then I looked at, like, you know, nobody's wearing masks. Everybody's in small places, you know, and that D.L. Hughley thing freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah, but he's also like fucking 65. Like, it's
wearing
like
five suits on stage at once.
Here's the thing. If you have COVID, he fainted or he stumbled?
No. It's not just that. It's the fact that he was in there without a mask, positive for COVID. Everyone else is in there without masks. That means he definitely spread it to a bunch of people. Who are they going to take it home and spread it to other people? You know what I mean? I'm not really scared of getting it.
He's part of the original Kings of Coughing.
in an even bigger suit.
The scary thing is taking it and then spreading it to a bunch of people. You know what I mean?
This is a thought process Ian has had to deal with for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've always played safe, so I'm gonna keep it up, you know? I'm not gonna stop.
I feel like I get sick almost like anytime I'm on a plane just from the recycled air. So I feel like if anybody on the plane has it, you're fucked.
Yeah, and you got to wear a mask the entire time, the entire flight. I don't know what it is now, but initially they were giving like just one little thing of water and a thing in a plastic bag, giving it to you. And it's like, yeah, but I got to keep my fucking mask on. So how am I supposed to eat and drink this? You know, so it's like a 5-6 hour flight, mask on the entire time, mask at the airport. You're freaking out. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Or you could always just not be a little bitch.
Yeah, I think you're being a real big pussy about this, to be honest with you.
Fuck, I'm purposely trying to catch it. Just catch it. Yeah,
if you get it now, knock it out. You know what? Then you can fly and not have to fucking worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got I was sick for a while a couple months ago, and then I got the antibody test and said I didn't have it. And I was like, well, what the fuck? I was praying for it, you know? But I mean, you guys are going out and intentionally trying to get it.
No, I'm not a bug chaser, but, you know, I'm still fucking...
I'm shaking hands.
I'm living a life, yeah.
You believe it's real. You're not, like, on, like, the compound media dream. Didn't even exist.
Yeah. My stepdad keeps going, this is just the flu. They misdiagnosed. My stepdad's gassed up on this shit real bad.
I was glad to see a bit of a spike recently, though, because there was no post-spike with everyone going out doing Black Lives Matter and all that shit. And there was no spike, and I was like, have we been duped? Have we been fucking duped?
Yeah. No, but Florida's going through it hard because Florida opened the way for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't mention Houston.
I know. It must be touchy subject over there at the...
Touchy.
At headquarters.
Dicey, as some would say.
But they're fucking... I just saw Skankfest. They're Houston's at 90% of their ICUs already full.
It's like, it ain't good.
Skanks are coming south. Remember when Lewis the entire time was like, nothing will stop us. And then, I regret to inform you.
You gotta go. It's South America. That's where we gotta just keep going until someone lets us fucking do it.
Hey, I'm about to mispronounce a word. Lewis is the definition of a spike.
Nicely played.
Thank you.
Well, whatever. It'll fucking die. But it's hilarious. New York was the highest place in the country, and now they're like, hey, if you come from a high infection area, you're gonna quarantine for 14 days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My, how the mighty have fallen.
I'm gonna build a wall around.
Well, they're saying the European Union is gonna ban travel from America.
Hilarious.
Because now we're the problem.
Yeah.
Should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah, everything is crumbling around us.
We'll be all right. You know, the cities are on fire. People are collapsing left and right. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Every country is containing us to America. States won't let you cross state lines, but things are going to be fine.
We gotta hire like some sort of Mexican Sherpa style person to help us smuggle across the Delaware. So you can see your parents.
We're going to have to hire people to smuggle us into Canada and Mexico. So
we're going to have to hire coyotes to take us.
I know. Just all of a sudden, we start hanging out with a bunch of Guatemalans. Don't worry about it.
Pablo, my man, how you doing?
I don't know. Nice.
Who knew the backs of these trucks were so roomy?
I would have been doing this years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been so much easier.
Ian, you're in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Are you, I don't know if this is a hacky subject at the moment, but are you being kept up by the fireworks?
Yeah, I mean, I go to bed late anyway, but it's fucking brutal.
Dude, I'm in Washington Heights right now. And
oh, you're at Ground Zero. I'll be right back.
Dude, at 4 in the morning, it sounds like I'm taking fucking mortar fire. Dude. I'm hopping up, I'm checking the windows, I'm under the bed. It's a fucking scene over here, man.
I'm out in Bay Ridge. And the other night, about a week ago, I thought they were lighting them underneath me. Like, I took some edibles, and I was asleep on the couch. And I swear to God, they're hitting my fucking window.
Yeah, man. It literally sounds like they're setting them off in my apartment sometimes.
And I text my wife, who's asleep in the bed. I'm like, are you okay? Did that scare you? The next morning she gets up. She goes, why did you send me that text? I went, because I thought we were blowing up. And she's like, it didn't wake me. And I was like, honey, they're setting off fireworks in our window. Like, literally, I thought they were hitting us.
And who is it?
And she goes, yeah, but you were really stoned last night. They couldn't have been. Like, she was, like, being pretty condescending. The next night, we're together on the bed. And these fucking things come up, and they hit the goddamn window again. That's I was like, fun. Do you see who's fucking high now? Somebody literally, like, on my block is setting them off, and they're, like, professional-grade fireworks.
Yeah, apparently I was on Twitter, and apparently everybody's just identifying them as there's white guys driving around in vans just selling fireworks.
Okay, I've read this conspiracy that, white guys in vans are selling military-grade fireworks or whatever. What's really going on is they're legal in Jersey now, and they're getting here a lot faster.
Yeah.
Because it used to be they were legal in Pennsylvania, but if your Easy Pass went to and out of Pennsylvania in like an hour, they pulled you over because they went, you went to Pennsylvania to buy fireworks. But now that they're legal, they stopped doing that, and they're available in Jersey, and they're just making it over here really quick.
Yeah. Because nice. PA used to be, you could buy them, but you couldn't be from Pennsylvania. You had to show an out-of-state ID.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's happening in every city across the country.
It's happening in Philly, too. Yeah,
that's the thing. Everywhere. It's happening in every city. It's just sonic booms everywhere. So it's like, okay, well, people are going in and out of Jersey, Pennsylvania to get them, but what about in fucking, LA and every other city across the country?
Yeah, some people's theories is that it's like a military level, like trying to get people ready for a war zone. A, so they can't sleep. B, so when things are really gunshots and explosions, we're not upset about it.
I don't know. I mean, they were doing it last year for sure, too. But to this extent,
not like this.
This is nuts.
They, the number of calls for complaints about fireworks is
it's like 300 times, right?
Yeah, yeah. It went from July 1st to July 15th.
It was like 21
last year. It was 28, and now it's 8,942 or something.
Yeah,
in a 2 week period, dude. I'm telling you, it is fucking alarming. And I'm an anxious guy to begin with, so I'm not a deep sleep. I sleep like an old detective who's got like bodies on him still, you know. No. Dude, and like I wake up, like I fucking jump, I look out the window, I check my, it's a fucking, I feel like it's like Band of Brothers shit.
Yeah, the only bright side is this is gonna kill all the little dogs. Heart attack. All the little yippy nervous dogs.
Poor fucking animals.
Are just gonna explode in fear.
Also, go Ian.
I was just gonna say it's so funny if you go on like Twitter or whatever to look at all the people that are like defund the police, fuck every aspect of the police, and then the fireworks are literally going off in their ear and they're like, kids are just having fun, it's no big deal, I'm fine. They're just
dude, 100%. I was like, I want to call the fucking police, and they're just gonna laugh at me.
Well, dude, De Blasio put out a fireworks task force. They got rid of all the plainclothes officers on the street, and now they put plainclothes back in the street to crack down on the fireworks, which is going to lead to more fucking violence and you know, citizens and the police going at each other.
After, what was it, two nights ago, I guess, when they were like really, it was like really bad to like literally 4 a.m.
I had them the other night at 3:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Blasting.
Yeah, man. And, I walked out the next morning to go get coffee, and they were just all empty boxes in front of my apartment building. Like, they were just setting them off right in front.
Dude, literally, fireworks boxes are the new empty bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Well, it's funny because, you know, like, I do agree there should be a form of community policing, and, you know, but it's funny that there were, like, these calls to be like, look, don't call the police. If you see people using fireworks and you feel comfortable, just go up and tell them to please stop. It's like, are you fucking out of your mind?
Yeah,
if there's one person I want to have a rational discussion with, it's a 17-year-old fucking Arab kid with explosives.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you just
seems go like a real put, cool like, guy.
Yeah, you go up to put a dandelion in a bottle rocket. Yeah. Like yeah. Fucking, just, you know,
hey, if you know, if there's a bunch of black kids setting off fireworks, I don't know if you've seen commercials, just go and hand them a Pepsi.
Yeah. Things will be totally fine. But I don't, but at the same time, I just went to Pennsylvania on Tuesday and or no, Monday.
Quit bragging. And
Quit
bragging.
Oh, dude.
Pennsylvania on a Monday.
Me and do you know Sergio Chacon?
Yeah.
Dude, me and him went down to Palmyra. He loves reptiles and snakes. We went down to Palmyra to get a baby Burmese python. And we just like drove, picked it up in a Walmart parking lot. It was a great day trip to get out of town. But on the way down, there was like fireworks, exit 7, fireworks, exit 7A. In the parking lot of the Walmart, it was a massive fireworks stand, you know. So it is kind of funny to be like, to be like, you know, it has to be the government, because there's no way poor people in cities could ever think to themselves to leave the city and get fireworks on their own, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the excuses. Like, a bunch of people are like, black people can't afford fireworks.
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me? Also, all the 4th of July celebrations.
$1,200.
All the 4th of July celebrations in the country are fucking shut down. So the fireworks wholesalers are selling them at super prices.
Dude, I saw bundles. Money back.
I saw bundles of huge fucking fireworks for $29. You know? But also at the same time, I don't know what the fuck to believe. If it's happening in every city, every night, same time starting, same time ending, you know.
I mean, there's no argument that that is a form of, like, trying to keep people awake and keep, like, the Nazis did it. We do it when we invade countries.
The ATF did it to Waco. Fucking, yes. You know, that's a very real thing.
Didn't they, like, blast Metallica or something?
No, I think, fuck, I forget what they blasted. Yeah.
It was something like that.
It was either Cher or that was an episode of Married with Children. Was that a Waco or Al Bundy?
There's a lot of overlap in that.
I always get those confused. Always. Always have, always will.
Shout out to Al Bundy, a real one, man.
Legend.
I think they also used Twisted Sister in the first Iraq War.
Yeah.
That makes sense. If you're not from Long Island, that makes sense.
They said that the 4th of July fireworks were originally canceled, right? And then they just came out, De Blasio, I think, came out
and said, all right, we're doing it, but we're not going to tell you when or where.
I'm just going to scare the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
One of the songs they played during Waco was These Boots Are Made for Walking, along with Christmas Carols and Bugle Calls.
Yeah. And at the same time, and while the music was going on, they would take huge deer lights and flash them in and out of the windows. So it's like basically the same thing that's going on now, minus the music, big flashes.
I would take that over the fucking mortar shells and the expensive rent I have currently in New York. I would take Waco in a heartbeat.
Yeah, okay, right. No lie. Me and my friends did that to a kid's family for years.
What?
What?
So would me and my friends, so in the town I grew up in, there's literally one thing.
It's like
thing
in
to
high
do.
School, I got really into waterboarding. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
There's literally one thing.
We got into music, psychological torture in high school. Just kids fun.
Set fire to the wrench.
And there's one circle everyone drives around all night. They call it the Seacock's 500. And it's up one road and down, and it's like a few miles. It takes like 20 minutes. And that's, there's nothing to do with where I grew up. There's like a Dunkin' Donuts. That's all it's open. And we realized when you go down the one road, he wasn't our friend. It was just a kid that we went to high school with. His family's house is at the bottom of a hill, and the entire front of his house was open window, like all glass. And we realized that if you put your high beams on, it lit up his whole house.
Nice.
Like, to the point where if you were anywhere in the house, it would wake you up. And his name was Danny Alame. None of us hung out with him. Just some regular kid that none of us really knew. And one night, we realized that if you parked right in front of his house as you came down the hill, hit the high beams, his whole house would light up. And we would go, Danny Alame! And wake his whole family up.
Nice.
But we would do this, like, at the end of a night of drinking.
Yeah.
So, like, 2-3 in the morning. Then we told our friends about it, and they started doing it. Then we would coordinate it, where, like, 4 cars would do, like, 10-minute increments and wake his family up.
Yeah.
And then one night, as we were all about to graduate high school, we all go to do a Danny Alame. And we go, and we're about to do it, and I punch my friend in the shoulders driving and cup his mouth, and there's 3 cop cars parked on the other side of his house.
Shit. The pigs are there?
And we're like, oh, they're on to us. Because at this point, he had literally would just come to us every, like, Monday.
Yeah.
And be like, could you guys, you please stop waking up my family? My
Why
dad's
would you
so
do
mad.
This to this poor kid? What did he ever do to deserve
defund
it?
The police. That was a waste of our money. Defund the police.
Because you're 16 and you're fucking bored, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't condone it, but I get it.
Every week you'd be like, dude, please stop. My dad's so mad. And he thinks that you're my friends and you're fucking with me. And I try to tell him that we don't hang out.
Nice.
Dude, a couple years ago, I went home. And I saw all my friends.
You did it by yourself?
No, a bunch of us were out at a bar.
Remember when? Just reliving the good old days.
Yeah. And let's harass like, this man and his family. He is like a kid and like a nice life. And you're
It was his parents' house. He doesn't even live there anymore. And a bunch of us at the bar were like, hey, let's all Danny Alame.
Danny fucking Alame.
And a bunch of adult men just went and woke up his family and beat and screamed.
I get it. I like it. I'm into it.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, like, it's a bit of a big move.
But can you imagine, like, it's been 10 years.
Mm.
You went through hell because your son had a bunch of asshole classmates who used to wake you up, I mean, 4 or 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
Dude, I get it. 10 years later, it's like, it's got to be like a Vietnam flashback.
You were the original firework.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude, growing up, we had this dude, shout out to Brav. He was friends with us, but like one day we egged his car one night, like all fucked up. We egged it, I don't know. His car ended up getting egged. And then like we just kept the same thing. We would just do it. We'd get fucked up and we would do it every night. And we would tell other people and then they would do it. And then like we started doing it on like school nights and stuff like that.
Let's think it's a chain of events because it's never that the one car, but we would have like 4 cars in a row doing it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we would just get all fucked up somewhere and then we would just go. We'd go to like Wawa and buy like 9 dozen eggs and maybe a couple of Whippets. And we would fucking... we'd all just like hop in an SUV or like a minivan and just get out. And like, we would all run up and we'd park around the corner. You'd run up and be dead silent, middle of suburban night. Like you could hear the fucking, you could hear the crickets. And we would all just throw at the same time. And it was just like, you could just see the eggs in the moonlight and pure silence. And then pop, 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 all over this kid's car. Dude, we did it so much that he at one point got suspended because he had so many latenesses because he had to get up and he'd be late for school in the morning.
Yeah. Scrape an omelet off his car.
Yeah, man. And then there was times where we would go up and there would be other people there like already egging his car. We were like, fuck.
That's the same with Danny Elliman. We would get there and there would be another car lighting up his house.
Dude, the best we got on the one time. So he was at a house party at this kid like Steve's house. And we call him, we're like, yo, where are you at? Because we went to his house and he wasn't there. So we're like, yo, what's up, man? Where are you at? He's like, oh, I'm at Steve's. So we drive over to Steve's and there's like 15 cars in the park, like out front. And we just walk by all them, just walk up and egg his car and then get back in. Like, we leave. And he's like, dude, they fucking got me here, man. We're like, yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Just like stand out there and smoke a cig while he wiped it off.
Did you guys ever do bologna on the cars?
No, that takes the paint off. That's like real dickhead shit.
No.
If you put bologna on, like Oscar bologna in a car and leave it overnight, it strips the paint, but it's perfect circles, so you give them a polka dot car.
You mean like just like a little circle of meat, like or whatever?
Yeah, like Oscar Mayer bologna.
And the oil in it is supposed, yeah. I think it's, I don't know if it's like it urban eats legend.
The paint. No, it does. I've seen it.
There's no way you're fucking eating, like, I know Americans eat fucking loads of horse shit, but you're no way you're eating something that's on a strip the paint off a car.
Yep, it strips the paint off the car, and if you're poor, you're just putting it in your body.
Well, dude, just be lucky there's no paint inside of you, and you're fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's secure. If you eat lead paint chips, you just eat bologna, and it just cancels itself out.
Yeah. Ian's got some good fucking ideas over there.
Yeah, Delaware, yeah. Baby.
Dude, the funny, my Uncle Angelo is fucking nuts. He's like a little, like 5'2" redhead Irish guy. And to give you an idea of this man, he's a tiny electrician.
No, he
has stars tattooed on his knuckles so that when he punches guys in the face, they see stars before and after.
Legend. Oh my God. Imagine living your whole life on a bad bit. That is tough. Yeah.
That's my Uncle Angelo.
Living your whole life just looking for people to punch so you can be like, here's a story.
Just to interrupt you, I worked with this guy in the construction site and he had like a rose on his hand. And I was like, why'd you do that? And he's like, because every time I want to punch a guy, it's like the last thing they see is a rose. And my mother's name is Rose. So they got beat up by a guy with a rose on his hand. I was like, either that or every time you jerk off, you're thinking about your mother.
Hey, yeah.
And he tried to strangle me.
No.
he didn't even use the fucking rose. We got a bit of a altercation in the construction site, but I thought it was worth it.
So you said that to him and he just immediately choked you?
Well, yeah, it was like a sort of a scuffle.
Sounds about right. That sounds like a construction job.
Yeah, but he was a black guy too, so he was like, "Don't insult my moms," and like Irish people just call each other's mothers cunts all the time. It's like very disrespectful, but great culture. It's a very great.
So
culture.
So he was like, "Don't respect my mom." And you're cunt.
He said, "Don't disrespect her." Yeah, I was like, "Oh, your fucking mother's a cunt." But you know,
so when. That's, my dad moved out of his apartment.
That's way better than the Danny Alamada story.
Maybe.
When my dad moved out of his apartment to live with my mom when they got married, he goes to move like his stove. And years before when he moved in, my Uncle Angelo had taken a potato and put it in a glass of water with toothpicks and left a note with the date. And the entire back of the stove was vines. From the, like, literally, it was a, like, imagine, like, 2 straight feet of years of growth. Yeah. And he just left a note, hey, this is the day you moved in. I put this potato here.
Well, yeah. All right. I like the bit, waste of potato, but, you know, it's good.
That's a great bit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right.
I want to move into stories. Shannon, tell us what we're talking about.
Do you have a preference of where we start?
I want to do the big mouth thing.
Okay. So I'll just bring up the article for you. Hold on 1 second.
Do you guys know about this?
Ian, is that how you pronounce it? Ian? Ian had mentioned something before we started recording, so I Googled it.
So, do you guys watch Big Mouth?
No.
I've dabbled.
I love it. I think it's really fucking funny.
Yeah, it's a great show.
So, Jenny Slate apologized for voicing a black character on Netflix and resigned from the show. Quote, black characters on an animated show should be played by black people. Scroll down. Actor and comedian Jenny Slate announced she will no longer voice the character of Missy, a young black girl on Netflix's Big Mouth cartoon series, in a move to support the Black Lives Matter movement. At the start of the show, I reasoned with myself that it was permissible for me to play Missy because her mom is Jewish and white, as am I, wrote Slate in an Instagram post Wednesday. But Missy is also black, and black characters on an animated show should be played by black people. So she's leaving the show. She already recorded next season's dialogue, so they're going to keep her for that and then recast her. This is stupid as fuck, right?
Recast her?
You recast her with a black woman. Recast the character. Yeah,
the whole season's done already. Are they gonna cut her and then redo the voice for the next season?
No, they're gonna keep her on the next season and then get a black girl to do the voice.
Can I ask, because I don't watch the show, like, how black was the voice? Was she, like, full-on Yamanika style, fucking screaming and shouting?
No, she was a little nerdy. She talked like this, actually. She was very, like, oh, I'm very nerdy, and these are my parents. Like,
yeah, but she was a mixed girl. She was half white, half black.
Yeah, I think the dad? I can't remember. She was half and half, so.
I have a clip if you want to see of, like, her talking.
Roll it.
Oh boy, oy.
You okay over there?
This book is really good. It's called The Rock of Gibraltar. It won the Gerson Prize for Historical Fiction. You should read it for Gustavo alone.
Well, what's the book about?
Oh, whoa. The book takes place during the Moorish rule in Spain. So there's this knight.
You didn't got it.
Sadia.
It'd be great if she was just like, well done, Dick. This goddamn book ain't the best thing I ever read in my life.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's a character.
So she's Southern?
Yeah, I did my best.
Maybe retarded?
Yeah.
Great. It's just that the character speaks in a non, like, racist act. Like, it's just a regular person that's also talking.
That's closer to fucking retarded than any human accent.
Well, she's supposed to have, like, the braces lisp.
I don't know, Jenny. I think this is a smart move. She is.
She's getting out of the way.
She already did the work. She's paid. She can just sit back, relax.
She gets to be the hero a bit. You know, yeah, she gets the PC clout as well. And also, like, I mean, it's on her. If she wants, my opinion is, like, she wants to step away, she can fucking step away. It'd be one thing if, like, the mob was calling for her to step away. That's whatever, but I think if she's like, hey, you know, I've reflected on it and it's been an issue since I started, like, since I took the role, I was on the fence about it, and now I'll take my money and run, but...
I do feel like she's just getting ahead of it now that, like, 30 Rock is getting shit, Always Sunny's getting shit, every British comedy's getting taken down, and I think she was like, oh, fuck, this could come for me, and let me look progressive by doing it to myself. But at the same time... I don't want people to ever find out that Mel Blanc was not a bunny rabbit.
Yeah. Will Arnett's going to step down from BoJack Horseman and be replaced by a fucking stallion.
By a real horse.
Just the whole thing.
Yeah, like,
it's not real. Arnett, who gives a fuck?
Didn't Will Arnett have, like, a black puppet that he would voice in Arrested Development?
Yes.
They need to replace the Simpsons with Chinese people.
See you later. I mean, it's a fucking cartoon. I mean, really, like, kind of who gives a shit? But if that's something she feels is her, like, whatever. But I also wonder how much internal pressure came to her as well.
Yeah, I want to know how much of that was her decision as opposed to if that was advice.
Or we do this for you, you know?
Oh, do you think people from the show were like, oh, we fucked up, let's get ahead of it?
Totally. And I think there was probably an internal conversation, and they were like, look, either you do this and bow out on your own, or we're going to come together and say, we made the decision and we're
to fire Jenny Slate.
No, the producers came out and said, we all collectively decided that this was a misstep. Someone, who is it? Nick Kroll, is it?
Oh, really? They came out and talked about
it? He wrote like a little message today, said, we all agreed that this was a misuse of our privilege. So we've decided to go down a different avenue. It wasn't like she didn't throw anyone under the bus or anything like that. I think it was all just collectively they worked together.
What was that, Kevin?
This all came out after the Apu thing, right? Like that was already a thing before. Like Big Mouth's only what, two or three seasons?
It's three seasons in with a fourth coming.
So like, I mean, they knew that that would have been problematic at the beginning of like, you know, with Hank Azaria voicing Apu. Mm-hmm. No, that's been years at this point. No, there's a fucking documentary about it.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I mean, like, it's, I don't know. I think it's kind of maybe if she had a change, if the producers had a change of heart, I feel that's kind of bullshit. Cause it's like, well, you just made this. It's not like you made this decision 15 years ago and the times change.
Yeah,
you made this decision within the time frame of these rules.
Yeah, you made the decision in like 2017.
Yeah, so like I do think it's bullshit when they go against people like, hey, and they fucking Jimmy Kimmel just had to apologize for something he did like 27 years ago or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's like that's bullshit. But like,
oh, the Snoop Dogg,
and the Karl Malone thing, and you know, whatever. If he chooses to apologize, he chooses to apologize. But it's like they made this decision to cast a Jewish girl to play this role. Fucking, you know. Within the parameter of the rules that were already set within,
but,
you know.
But isn't the character on the show a half black, half white Jewish, like a black Jewish girl?
She's half Jewish, half black, yeah.
Yeah, and Jenny Slate is white, Jewish, but not black. So they need to just mold two people's voices together and make her a freak show.
Yeah, like half a sentence would be like a Long Island Jew. Like,
with the Kimmel thing impersonating Snoop Dogg on that Kevin and Bean CD, they're like, well, he said the N-word. It's like, yeah, well, that's how you impersonate Snoop Dogg. Like, how
it
do you
do it? Wouldn't be that good of an impression if you didn't say it, I guess.
He did a song.
Did he say the N-word, or did you just say
a bunch?
For shizzle my nizzle?
Oh, no,
he said it a bunch. That was like a workaround.
He said, I'm a dumb N-word, he said. That's when he goes, this is my impression. Oh.
It was like a Christmas parody of Snoop Dogg songs, and he dropped it a few times.
Hilarious.
But also, that's what, if you do an impression of Snoop Dogg, it's kind of disingenuine. At that time, at 1993, that's what he said all the time.
Right. But also, did he get high? Because then that's like the real impression. So it's like, what? Who fucking cares? Like you said, like Mel Blanc was not a rabbit, you know, like it's just ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing with acting as well is like, how dare Bryan Cranston play a handicapped man? He's not handicapped. How dare this person play that? They're not this. It's like, well, isn't that the art of acting?
Little people hate Gary Oldman.
Why? Because
he played a little person in a movie. And, like, they did a thing where, like, he would sit on the couch and they had little legs coming out of the couch.
That's hilarious.
That's really funny.
It's very funny.
He just kneeled on a pair of sneakers.
Yeah. In the monologue in the movie, he's like, I can't help it that I'm just a little retard. So he's like, what'd I do wrong?
And I've got a buddy from my – I know this is going to be a shocking statement for you, Kevin. From my freak show friends.
Yeah.
From my Coney Island sideshow friends. And he told me, little people fucking hate Gary Oldman. It's basically, they consider it blackface, but for
midgets.
That's
insane. Well, I mean, it goes back to that good Mulaney bit. Like, you know, what you can't say midget, that's like saying the N-word. He goes, no, because, you know, it's just like, you're just trying to adopt that fucking, it's just like that. It's like,
can we also admit that 10 different famous comics have that bit? That midget and N-word are not the exact same thing. Like, Artie's got, like, 10 different Artie's comics right. Do that bit.
But we were
Attell, Art, like, that is a fucking, that is a trope that has been explored.
We were all small at some stage, though. So it's not like I'm not, it's not like I didn't experience that.
Yeah, I know what it's like to be 2 feet tall.
You could argue that you're trans tall. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly.
I used to be half a person too. I felt taller.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
My parents didn't eat bologna their whole life, so I actually grew to regular height.
Yeah, maybe the little people are just mad at their parents because they had poor diets. And that's why they're lashing out at everyone else.
Should have drank
whole milk. Thing, yeah. I feel like any little person
Mommy
can
and Daddy,
work.
You shouldn't have eaten the bologna.
Yeah. Like, if there's one thing little...
Rushed it.
How dare you, Gary Oldman, you're a piece of shit. I don't know why I'm like, Italian.
Are they Italian little people now?
It's so hard to tell. They're so far away. It's like, is that...
because Italians are retarded too. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're like little Italians.
Yeah.
But like, if there's one thing little people can do, it's get jobs in acting. There's always going to be elves or munchkins or like, I feel like if you're a midget, you just go, oh yeah, I'll be an actor. Like, why would I want to, I'm not going to go be a welder.
There's loads of elves and munchkins and.
There's always going to be work for you. And at the very least, you're a stand-in for a child or you do like stunts for a child.
Yeah, you're like Mickey from Seinfeld.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no little roles, just little people.
Yeah. And you're just holding out your entire life for a Wizard of Oz reboot. He's like, it's going to come. It's going to come.
You know? It's reading page 6 every day, hoping for the announcement.
All right, Shannon, let's hit another story. What else are we looking at, honey?
Funny you call your wife and Shannon honey.
I love
you're really, you're
equally.
Really pushing honey, I feel.
Yeah. Zach can't stop thinking about food so much. Like,
I'm just obsessed with honey.
Yeah. Hey, cupcake, hey. What's on the docket for later today?
Yeah, hey, can we go to the next story, sandwich?
Okay, so here's the next one. Oregon.
Thank you, Twinkie.
Issues face mask order that exempts non-white people. So basically, the story is, I guess Oregon didn't have it in place before now that people had to wear masks in public if they couldn't socially distance. But to avoid racially profiling, anybody who is a person of color can choose to not wear the mask so that cops don't be like, oh, like that black person looks like this picture of who I'm looking for, so I'm just going to take them in.
What?
This is fucked.
Yeah, they also like can't harass or condemn anybody that doesn't follow the rules if they're of color.
That's so funny because I just saw a thing of someone made their own like get out of jail free card for a mask. It was like wearing a mask affects my mental health. And as a person with disabilities, I'm excused from wearing a mask. And everybody on Twitter is like tearing them apart. They're like, look at this Karen bitch. It's like, well, are you not doing the same thing? You know, for your disability?
Yeah, but it is a disability. I like it. Now we're talking. Now we're cooking.
That's so fucked. I mean, the overcorrection on this shit is out of control. And also, Oregon, you have Portland, which is like the most hippy-dippy fucking insane liberal part of the country. But Oregon as a whole has so many like militias and just like racist woods people. So the fact that the whole state did this is like, what are we doing here?
I feel like Oregon has so few black people that even with the mask, you're like, that's LaShawn.
Yeah.
Like, they know.
Well, I wonder if this has anything to do with the Elijah McClain thing.
That's exactly what I think, because he had the half ski mask on, right?
Which is just the most tragic fucking thing in the world.
That was the kid that, like, would play the violin and stuff. Yeah, it's fucking brutal,
man.
He
was dancing home with an iced tea.
That was just the saddest fucking thing in the world, hearing that kid's screams and everything. And then I can't imagine, you know, they said they got inundated with so many calls to reopen the case and everything. And I wonder if the Oregon thing is a response to that.
I feel like
that's
got to
have something to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I just think it's living in a fucking bizarro world right now.
Maybe
no one's calling it out. It's insane what's going on. It's literally on both sides. It's fucking wild.
It truly feels like you're living in a weird fucking Truman Show of just insanity. Because you look at it and you go, is this real? Am I crazy? Well, then everyone else is like, well, it's just the way it is. You're what like, what?
The,
What was the exact reasoning they said? So black people don't have to wear the mask.
Because- I guess because they get stopped a lot going like, hey, you fit the description. So, you know, and if they're saying, hey, we can't see the rest of your face, we're just, you know, we're going to stop you anyway. I guess it gives them more of a reason to say, hey, you know, you could potentially be this person we're looking
for. Yeah, you fit the description of a black guy in a surgical mask. And they're like, you're not a doctor.
I don't think they all look like just like the eyes are very. If I could see the whole thing, I definitely wouldn't get anyone confused. That's what the cops are saying.
So it's going to be just every white person wearing a mask, feeling nervous, and just black people running around being like, ha, 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 running around, no mask, spreading the disease, even though we're more susceptible, ha, ha, ha.
Nice.
Are there black people in Oregon?
Yeah.
Like, sure.
Not a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't seem like, it's not like they did it here.
Right. So then maybe.
I mean, what's in Oregon? You got Portland, right? Mm. That's it. What else is there?
What about the Rajneesh? Remember them? The Wild Wild Country? How are they doing? Shannon, can you look them up?
I would go fucking chill with them heavy right now.
Yeah,
dude.
So Oregon.
Get away from all this shit.
Oh, my God. 84.42%
white. Two or more races, 4.74. Asian, 4.28. By the way, this is not good for black people. Other race, 3.11. And then black or African American, didn't know there's a difference, 1.91%.
Yeah, that's not a lot, man. At that point, you're letting 1% of the population just be like, yeah, if you don't want to wear a mask, Gary, you don't have to. Like,
yeah, now, looking at that, it's like, well, you know, who gives a shit? It's probably like you'll go around, you'll see one person not wearing a mask, and if you got a mask, you're like, nah, whatever. But still, it's such an overcorrection response of just like, so ridiculous.
But at the same time, those fucking MAGA idiots that refuse to wear a mask and then think they're like defiant against like, you know, their liberty,
a tyrannical
to be,
government.
Like, what, it's literally just like pure emotion. It's like you need to feel the, first of all, you immediately pull out a cell phone and just start filming everything. Like, what are you, a fucking lunatic? I don't get it. And then like they get in shoving matches with like a Walmart employee. It's like you have nothing better to do with your day than go push a guy making $7 an hour.
Dude, I saw
a guy. Call your father. Stop acting like a fucking asshole.
I saw a guy in a store like a video of a guy in a store who didn't wear a mask, and people were trying to grab him. And the way he was running through the store looked like one of those old game shows where you have to clear the shelves in under like 30 seconds to like you
supermarket
just
sweep.
Around, like,
yeah,
yeah, it looked like a game show.
Yeah,
like,
get the turkeys. They're expensive. You got to get the turkeys.
Those are high ticket items. You want turkeys and diapers
out of a Walmart.
Yeah, man, people are fucking idiots. And it's just like, this is just fucking magnifying that by a million.
And it's literally, it's like watching the anti-vax movement, the same thing, where they're like, well, we have this horrible information based off incorrect science. And how can we apply that to ourselves? It's these fucking, I don't understand how suddenly where, and it's like this fucking, these Joe Rogan type motherfuckers. I don't understand why being kind is associated with being not manly. Because that's all wearing the mask is. All wearing the mask is, hey, I'm going to be courteous to you because you don't know if I'm sick. We've never met before. Let's just be kind to each other and give each other the benefit of the doubt.
Dude, it's literally holding the door for somebody, but it's been fucking politicized for some reason.
Totally.
It's insane.
Dude,
wear it the nine minutes you're food shopping. Put on a fucking mask to be courteous.
I take a while in the grocery store. It'll be more than
He likes the free samples, this one, I think.
I can't understand the lack of empathy of not putting a mask on in line or like it sucks. This is the world we're in right now. If you wear a fucking mask, it won't last as long. But to be so defiant and it's been politicized. I just read something that came out that said once Republicans and Democrats found out that tweeting about wearing masks was politicized, they started using different language, and Republicans started using things like, you know, like freedom and rights in their comments about Corona. And then that got politicized. And then Democrats used like health and care, you know.
Sure. Well, it's also like, I think the argument itself is fucking stupid from Jump Street, because they're going, this is my right. It's like, well, you're entering a fucking Walmart that is private property in a, it's a corporation. You're not on a national park.
That's like going somewhere shirtless, seeing a sign that says no shirt, no shoes, no service, and being like, I can go in here without a shirt. Fuck you.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not a fucking lawyer, but like my loose understanding of the law is like, if I walk into your apartment and you're like, put a mask on, and I say, no, this is a free country. It's like, it's your fucking apartment. You set the fucking rules here.
I think honestly, it's kind of xenophobia too, because the masks are so associated with Asian people.
Sure.
Wearing what we used to call, just a year ago, you know, when people had SARS masks on, mm-hmm. on the subway. Yeah. Now, when they see everyone having to wear it, they go, not in America. Because they, in that, to them, they're like, that's some Chinese bullshit.
I mean, it's, I never thought that.
Yeah, I think it's xenophobic. I think it is like, they're like, not in our country. Like, no, those Asian countries wear that. And by the way, all those countries that wear the masks, fucking really working out for them.
I know.
Really helping them stop spreading the disease. It turns out really works.
Yeah.
Well, they knew about the disease before they released it into the world.
Well, yeah, because they invented it in a lab and sent it here. But
would you call?
Let's not get into that.
Would you call talking to my stepdad again? He's got a couple theories on the Far East.
When you were gone, so do I.
So do I. Dude, you know there was a professor from Harvard that got arrested at the beginning of this. And he was like their head of disease research. And him and two Chinese nationals were caught smuggling vials of germs between here and the Wuhan disease testing facility.
The Wuhan clan. Yeah, I heard that.
No, that's real, dude.
So where did they get caught? And what does that mean?
They got arrested. So this guy was on the payroll. So Wuhan has like this big center of like disease research.
And 5G, but I don't want to get into that.
And this professor from Harvard was secretly on their payroll going back and forth using Harvard technology to research these diseases. And they think he might be involved somehow. Either he was looking at a cure for it, or maybe it was developed as a biological weapon. I really believe in this shit.
How much more information do you need to be proven that it was grown in a lab in China?
I mean, I would like to, you know, like read something instead of just hear it from Zach.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Fun out of everything.
He was like, he could have been smuggled in as germ warfare, or he could have been looking for a cure. We don't know. But I'm gonna assume the worst.
Coming up on 11.
Coming up on 11. Conspiracies with Zach.
Yeah, weather and sports on the 9s. Let's go.
I just think we're not hearing enough of this fucking shit. Yeah. Mainstream
media. And now more on the weather, the Jews.
Shannon, am I wrong?
I'm trying to find.
I believe. See, my. All right, this is where I lie. I believe you. I'm sure that happened, right? And what if he was releasing it? Sure. He's releasing it. I believe your crazy stories.
Okay. Okay, honey, I get it.
Okay, high fructose corn syrup, I believe you. I got a spit take on
you
that,
really
baby.
Got me.
All right, pretzel rods, we get it.
Hey, Utz party mix, we get it, okay?
All right, Funyuns, calm it down.
If you can prove that happened, I 100% accept that happened. But, like, what am I going to do? Go fight this guy? Like, I'm just living in the reality of, like, okay, well, it's fucking everywhere. I'm going to put a mask on until it's done.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is the right.
Shit, I don't know if this is the right. That's all I want to know.
Is this the right article?
Was it? Nope, not at all. It's a literally Harvard professor.
Okay.
Like.
Harvard. What do you type in? Harvard professor.
We got Ian Google on this.
They're all just the fucking
comes
serious.
Up gaydudes.net.
Yeah. Harvard professor gets nailed in the ass. What?
Yeah,
Harvard professor takes viral load. What?
Hard dick goes.
I think right here. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, FBI. Harvard professor and two Chinese nationals.
Top Harvard professor indicted in China case. false headline claim. Oh, Harvard fuck. Professor arrested for creating.
Well, maybe I was wrong.
From Reuters. False headline claim.
NPR. You guys are just breaking my balls. I believed you, and you were
Boston 25.
Oh, my God.
Fucking jerk-offs.
You look like a...
This is how it all happens. I bet that thing in Oregon isn't even true, and it's like, I heard that they're not letting the blacks wear masks. They're like...
They made you look a fool, Zach. They made
I still believe it. I think Shannon fucked me.
I think
we were. Dude, yeah, it's a conspiracy from Reuters to make Zach to take down Big Zach.
I'm telling you, Shannon fucked me on that one.
No, I didn't know there's several articles talking about that same thing here search.
See?
What? That it being fake?
No. Not about it being fake. Just about the story of from the FBI. Yeah, there's a bunch of
Yeah, justice.gov, NPR.org.
Yeah, I have NPR. I'll show you that one.
Everybody NBC. Knows that's fake news. What are you talking about? NPR?
NPR fucked up a story the other day pretty bad.
Oh, with the cover photo?
No.
The guys hitting the cars? That one was bad.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, alt-right person in car hits peaceful protesters.
Yeah,
and
meanwhile, it was like an old lady who got attacked by a mob of people.
The real video is a poor black woman driving her car and a guy put a pistol to her head and she just drove off and hit someone that was trying to rob her. I mean, we're fucking losing our minds. God damn. All you can do is just, you know, push out love in your own way and try to wear a mask wherever you go.
Because that's a hard, weird left turn, but I agree.
Yeah. See? That's by
guy. Push out love in your own way. Yeah, I was going to
say, push out love is a very specific term.
No, he likes to suck out love every now and then.
You just gotta
push out love so the next person can suck it back out.
Oh my God.
It's called shrimping.
I ate something. I haven't been able to push out love in a few days. I'm fucking bloated.
A few days? How long do you keep shit inside of you, Colin?
Yeah, I was pretending I was bloated.
You got some digestion issues, buddy.
I can't push it out, bro. It's tough.
Well, that's all I'm telling you. Just push out the love, wear a mask, and do what you can, and never believe Zach.
I still stand by that.
Zach, don't let them rock you. Come back next week.
Yeah, Real Ass Podcast is fake news, dude.
Yeah.
This is your number one source for fake news.
This is the number one Real Ass Propaganda.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying the studio was reopened because we are technically a news source.
I mean, that...
I am people's news.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That's why I didn't go in. I didn't want to be a part of the propaganda machine.
Shannon, give us another story, please.
We gotta go. It's past 10.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I think we should wrap it up. Shannon, your thoughts?
Totally up to you guys. I have more stories, or we can keep going. We can stop, whatever you want to do.
Ian, what do you want to do? One more story real quick?
Let's give it a minute. All right? What's the story? We'll do it.
Shannon, give us something real. Well, yeah, let's do a quick one.
Okay, so the next one is that Rayshard Brooks, who is the guy who was killed by the cops in Atlanta by the Wendy's. They arrested the woman who set fire to the Wendy's, and it turned out to be his 29-year-old girlfriend. Not wife, but girlfriend.
Okay, well, that's been Bye Guys with Zach and Ian.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
No need for us to dip into that one.
Who'd have thought he would have a fat, crazy white girlfriend willing to burn down a fast food establishment?
What if she'd burn down the Wendy's because it was closed? It had nothing to do with him. She was just like...
She didn't even know. She just wanted her goddamn Baconator.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Thank you so much to our wonderful guests, Colin Terrell, Kevin Ryan.
Thank you.
Please check out the Big Dogs Podcast and the Wizard of Pod, as well as Are You Garbage? And thank you guys so much for listening. We hope this is a fun little start to your Friday. We love you very much. And everybody say goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Thanks.
Adios. Wear a mask. Don't be a dick.
Bye-bye-bye.
That's all, folks.